people of all ages involved in the parade, it seems, dressed in 1916 attire. Many of them have replica guns in their arms. We have people holding large photographs in front of them of family members they've lost throughout the years. We have a couple of bands here just about to pass me. And four horses, may I add. And hundreds of people standing around me here, lining the streets, soaking up the atmosphere.
James Mullen and we're asked by Terry Crossan to come out in commemoration of all the men who died in 1916. We're doing a rerun on horseback of the original day.
Paula Grimes, what side? Well, my brother was on the, he's buried here, along here, in Charlton Ware. He was died in 1981. And we just always have been Republican, just always liked to be here. It was a good sense of pride walking up now, because we were near the front, we were looking back, and you could see how big it was. It was great. Very good to see just.
Play us, play! Play! Play!
Well, the parade has just arrived now here at the city cemetery. Gates about to make their way in, and family members walking past me here now, taking their seats at the front of the podium where Sinn Féin's Raymond McCartney will make a speech. The proclamation will also be announced, and the Irish flag will be flown at half mast. People will also have the opportunity to lay wreaths at the gravesides here.
Shade of Babylon, war bear, pre-huve in heaven, Gihafrey, a shell of me.
Tony Goff, Philip McFadden, Patrick O'Hagan, Jared Logue, Eddie McSheffrey, Paddy Deary.
My name is Philomena McLaughlin. I'm the sister of Ethel Lynch. Ethel was the only female volunteer in Oakland here in the Derry area, to die in the Derry area.
And what year did she die?
She died in 1974, and December 74, she was 22. I think for us as a family, it's absolutely amazing to see so many crowds of people putting effort in. Because I think the people who inspired Ethel would have been those of 1916. And to be standing here 100 years later and to see the amount of people that took the bollard, they come out and just show support for everything that happened then. And for them to be given the recognition that they deserve. I'm absolutely overwhelmed today. Actually, I'm a wee bit upset as well. Just with pride, nothing, only pride. It's a great day. Great day for Derry.
All of them would have been on the steps of the GPO as peers declared the Republic, and they would have marched in behind him into battle. That is who they are, heroes and heroines, Liacra na Foil in every sense of the word.
Raymond McCartney, Sinn Féin MLA for Foil. This is obviously the 100th anniversary, but we go away heartened that Republicanism is striving, getting stronger in Derry, and we continue and we'll build on that in the future.
There are unionists, however, in this city today, unionists throughout Northern Ireland, that will have a very different perspective from yourself and many here today.
Absolutely, I mean, and I think any historical narrative has no single one focus, but certainly as Republicans we are proud of our history.
What about the comments that Arlene Foster has been making all along, that this is not a day for celebrating, this is not a day for commemoration?
It's very, very interesting that people talk about, you know, a democracy and the word empire in the one sentence. You know, even the concept of an empire. I think anywhere in the world where there's an empire, where people's lands have been conquered by force, then I think those people have the right to rise up.
Sure, live canoe.